Thabo Mbeki, who presided over South Africa's longest period of economic growth, told the nation yesterday that he had resigned as head of state. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
In a somber televised address yesterday, Thabo Mbeki told the South African nation he'd handed a letter to the Speaker of the National Assembly to tender his resignation as president. He added that the resignation will be effective from a date to be decided by Parliament. Mbeki, who took over from Nelson Mandela as president in 1999, agreed on Saturday to accept the ruling African National Congress's request that he resign before the end of his term next year. The decision to oust Mbeki came a week after a judge threw out corruption charges against ANC leader Jacob Zuma. In his televised address, Mbeki denied he'd a hand in the Zuma investigations.
I would like to assure the nation that our successive governments since 1994 have never acted in any manner intended willfully to violate the Constitution and the law. We have always sought to respect the solemn oath of office each one of us made in front of the Chief Justice and other judges.
Thabo Mbeki's resignation comes just after he scored his biggest foreign policy coup by mediating a power-sharing deal in Zimbabwe. After an interim leadership is formed, Mbeki's rival and African National Congress leader, Jacob Zuma, is likely to become president in the general election in 2009. An acting president is expected to be announced today. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.